President says the United States is trying to wage a psychological war and create fear in the Middle East. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad made the comment in a press conference with Qatari Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani in Doha. Iran's president said any military action against the Islamic Republic will lead to the collapse of the U.S. hegemony in the entire world. Ahmadinejad said no power is capable of attacking Iran because the country can give a powerful response to any such aggression. He stressed that any military action against Iran will also lead to the elimination of Israel from what he called geopolitics.
Despite announcing an end to combat operations in Iraq, U.S. forces still stationed in the country have engaged in a firefight in the capital, Baghdad. U.S. forces fired on suspected militants believed to have entered an Iraqi military complex in the center of the city. The U.S. military says an American team provided, quote, suppressive fire while the Iraqi army got into position to enter the compound. More than a dozen people were killed, dozens more wounded during the attack. The U.S. military declared an end to combat operations in Iraq on September 1.
Three U.S.-led foreign soldiers have been killed in southern Afghanistan. A British soldier was killed in a rocket attack in the rest of Helmand province. The other soldier, a Georgian, was also killed in a militant attack, but the exact location is not known. Earlier, a soldier confirmed as an American died in a bomb attack. There are no further details on the incident. The latest deaths bring the number of foreign troops killed in Afghanistan so far this year to 498. The public in the countries that contribute troops to the war in Afghanistan is increasingly opposed to the conflict.
Bahraini prosecutors have charged 23 people, most of them Shia activists, with acts of terror as well as attempts to overthrow the Persian Gulf Littoral State's government. Here is more.
Bahrain's public prosecutor has charged the activists with having formed a sophisticated terrorist network with international support. The charge sheet alleges, quote, leaders of the network held secret meetings in Bahrain and abroad in a bid to change the political regime through illegal means. Several prominent opposition figures and human rights activists are among those charged. A majority of the detainees are members of HAQ, which is a splinter group of the Islamic National Accord Association, the country's main Shia political organization. Bahraini authorities arrested most of the men back in August. Two leading opposition activists among those charged are being tried in absentia. Secretary General of Bahrain Freedom Islamic Movement Saeed al-Shahabi is among them.
The new allegations are absolutely baseless, absurd, and ridiculous, because they know, the government knows before me or before anyone else, that the opposition in Bahrain is simply not terrorist, is simply peaceful, and they have not resorted to any sort of violence or terrorism in the past 40 or 50 years. So this is just a baseless accusation which cannot stand in a court of law anywhere in a civilized society.
Strangely enough, this all comes ahead of local elections due on October the 23rd. More than 200 political activists have been detained since the chain of arrests began last month. Human rights groups report abductions, beatings, and disappearances. The New York-based Human Rights Watch has called on the Bahraini authorities to look into reports of torture submitted by several activists. Rights activists say Shia Muslims have already been targets of discrimination in Bahrain, a country which has a Shia-majority population.
Israel's Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has ruled out the possibility of any long-term peace deal with Palestinians. Lieberman has said he does not believe a comprehensive agreement with the Palestinians is possible within a year or even during the next generation. He said all the accords between the two sides since Oslo Accords 17 years ago have had no results. Lieberman has added Tel Aviv should instead look for a long-term interim accord and concentrate on Israel's security. Direct talks between Israeli officials and the Palestinian Authority resumed in Washington on Thursday. However, Palestinian groups in the Gaza Strip have rejected the talks. They have promised to continue resistance against Israel. Middle East expert in Washington, Mohammed Awais, joined us live here on Press TV just a short while ago. He says the direct talks between Israeli and Palestinian Authority officials will bear no fruit as long as settlement activity continues in the occupied Palestinian lands.
I believe what Lieberman is saying, because Lieberman can bring down this fascist government by removing his fascist killers group from the government, and they can derail any kind of detente with the Palestinians, even though I don't believe in this peace process. It is not a peace process between the Palestinians and the Israelis. It is a process between Mahmoud Abbas only and the Israeli junta, this is what we have to deal with, and I believe that there is no peace as long as we have settlers coming and still coming, being dumped on Palestine from Europe and from the United States. There is nothing left to negotiate over. Israel chose the way to staying in the region there through power, and I think nothing but power is going to get Israel and these settlers out of Palestine.
You're watching Press TV News. Israel's cabinet has named Yoav Gallant as the next military chief of staff to replace the incumbent Gabi Ashkenazi in February. Gallant was the former Special Forces commander who directed and oversaw Israel's deadly 22-day war on Gaza at the turn of last year. He is alleged to have been involved in war crimes during Israel's onslaught against Gaza that killed over 1,400 Palestinians, mostly women and children. Last month, an Israeli rights group, B'Tselem, called for a complete investigation into his role during the 22-day war before he is promoted. Gallant's promotion comes only hours after Israeli warplanes carried out several attacks in Gaza, killing two Palestinians.
You're watching Press TV, a recap of the headlines. Iran's president says the U.S. is waging a psychological war in the Middle East. U.S. troops in Iraq engage in a firefight despite Washington's declaration of an end to combat operations only 4 days ago. Now, three more U.S.-led troops are killed in Afghanistan amid the growing insecurity in the country.
And just ahead here on Press TV, dozens are killed in Guatemala's mudslides. Please stay with us. Thanks for staying with us, everyone. A new opinion poll in Italy shows the public support for Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's center-right party is continuing to decrease. The survey indicates the ruling party will get 29.7% of the votes if general elections are held now. This new number is 2 points down from the July figures. Meanwhile, former government ally Gianfranco Fini's breakaway group will gain just over 6% of the votes. Berlusconi's slide in ratings comes after his People of Freedom Party split with Fini in July. The division raised the possibility of early elections in the country, but Berlusconi has said there would be not any snap polls. The premier made the remarks after he backed away from a controversial judicial reform.
France keeps cracking down on Roma immigrants despite protests at home and abroad. More than 8,000 Roma people have been expelled from France so far this year. France's Interior Minister Brice Hortefeux has said he is determined to maintain such policies adopted by the government of President Nicolas Sarkozy, himself a descendant of immigrant background. Tens of thousands of people rallied over the weekend to express their discontent. France's Immigration Minister Eric Besson has been made to change the date of his wedding over threats from a group of protesters. The former socialist minister has been widely criticized for his role in the government's tightening of immigration policies.
As Tony Blair embarks on his new role as the Mideast Quartet's peace envoy, the issues of a million dead Iraqi and Afghan civilians, as well as hundreds of British troop fatalities, just refuse to go away.
For years, there's been skepticism over the appointment of former British Prime Minister Tony Blair as the Middle East Quartet's envoy. But the publication of his memoirs in a book titled A Journey, which is being sold at half price with support from the cross-Atlantic Zionist lobby, has dented his popularity even further. Blair has already faced much criticism for joining the U.S. invasion of Iraq back in 2003, without any evidence that the country's former dictator, Saddam Hussein, possessed weapons of mass destruction. Blair also lied to British MPs about the Iraq War military planning in 2002, while British MPs were told there were no plans to invade Iraq. Now, years on, a British premier called U.S. President George W. Bush's poodle by the world media has yet to apologize for his actions. Nor has he admitted to having fallen under the warring spell of the former U.S. President Bush after the 9/11 attacks back in 2001. Instead, he continues to defend his unjustifiable decisions by relating them to what he calls Islamic extremism.
The important thing is, if these people could have killed 30,000 or 300,000, they would have. And that really changed the calculus of risk altogether. But what I understood less clearly at that time was how deep this ideological movement is. This is actually more like the phenomenon of revolutionary communism. And its roots are deep, its tentacles are long, and its narrative about Islam stretches far further than we think.
Blair now says war should remain an option with regards to Iran if Tehran continues its nuclear activities. This while numerous IAEA reports have confirmed the non-diversion of Iran's nuclear activities. Anti-war activists, however, have evidently never shared his view on, well, anything. Blair was greeted by protesters pelting shoes and eggs at him as he arrived at a store in the Irish capital, Dublin, to sign his book. Many view Blair as a compulsive liar and war criminal who should be brought to justice.
Blair only and always sees the Middle East as an Islamic entity to be conquered at worst and split up at best. And that's the Balfour Treaty 100 years ago, unchanged, frankly.
The question is how a person who believes in total war against Islam could act as a peace envoy in the Middle East.
The militant Basque separatist group ETA has reportedly declared a ceasefire in a video statement posted on the internet.
Well, ETA wants an independent Basque homeland in northern Spain and southwestern France. The video statement appeared on the website of the Basque newspaper Gara. It's not clear whether the new truce offer is permanent or if ETA is signaling its readiness for peace talks with the Spanish government. The group last announced what it called a permanent ceasefire in March 2006, but in December of the same year, it set off a deadly car bomb at Madrid airport. The regional Basque government has dismissed ETA's ceasefire as insufficient. It says the group's truce offer fails to determine a definitive end to violence.